Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens, we're in the dim, dark, psychedelic days of the 60s. Black and white Doctor Who watching The Mind Robber, which so far Jamie's had his face rearranged and is now played by a different actor. Expediency. The Doctor's had to solve some weird puzzles, which aren't, I don't think, are really successful. They're just like, you know, those old school Rebus puzzles where they, you know, they have a picture of a hand and they cross out the H, so you know that that's the word and. They're a bit, you know, simplistic. And Zoe turns up in a jar of jam, which is so weird. And they find out that this weird forest that they're in, that they think are trees, are actually letters of the alphabet, which, again, a great concept, but the filming of it is very peculiar. Like, it doesn't quite... You know, the miniature that they shoot from above doesn't really seem to match the places where they are. One thing I think did really work, which is strange, and it's just a kind of like bonkers conceit, but so they meet Gulliver from Gulliver's Travels by is it Jonathan Swift? And he can only speak in dialogue he has in the book, which is just it's such a kind of great idea. But, oh my God, what a rod for your back you're making for writing the script. I mean... If you did it nowadays, it would be kind of easy because you could just, like, I'm sure it's in public domain. you could just sort of get onto your what's it called? Your Project Gutenberg and just copy and paste the dialogue and stick it in your script. But back in the 60s, I mean, you would basically be retyping a book into the script for the actor to say. Also, if you want to be really strict about it, you know, poor Bernard Horsfall, who's playing Gulliver, isn't allowed technically to go off piste. He's, you know, if he fluffs a line, it's like, well, you know, it's meant to be as it is in the book. Like, we can't have you... You know, improvising. Although, given how much of this story is absolutely, you know, weirdly reinvented due to odd necessities, such as losing an episode and losing one of your lead actors, maybe, maybe you could, you know, fluff around for a while. There are also, oddly, these clockwork soldiers that come in. They look like, you know, like they're from the Nutcracker or something. And they've got, like, great big shining lights on their heads. I think they're meant to look like spooky robots, but really they just look like people wandering around in cardboard suits. Like, they they look like very strange cosplay. And the weird lights, they've got these weird lights on their helmets. Gulliver can't see them, I guess, because they don't exist in his story, but he can see the Doctor and Zoe and Strange Face Jamie. But maybe that's, you know, because they could be people in his stories, but there are no clockwork soldiers in his story, so he doesn't see them. And they've got great big keys in the back, like, you know, like a clockwork thing would have, you know, the like a clock key that twists. But yeah, the lights in their helmet things, their big, you know, tall hats, are feeding images back to some guy who is in like a weird middle of nowhere. And the clockwork soldiers bring the Doctor, Jamie and Zoe to a big empty space where there is a unicorn. Now, the unicorn is just a horse with a horn stuck on its head. And I think it's one of the cliffhangers, the unicorn coming towards them. I can't remember. Because it's like the Tales of the TARDIS that just all runs together as one big story. So it's hard to know. Like, I can't really remember where the cliffhangers were. Anyway, the horse also gets turned into a giant photograph. Like, that's just... Did they have like a new machine down at the BBC that could make life-size photocopies of things? And they're like, let's use that heaps. We'll use it for the set walls. We'll use it for to fill in for an actor who was sick. We'll like, it's seriously, they're going overboard. It's like a couple of stories after this was the Seeds of Death, where they went crackers with the foam machine, which they had also gone crackers with on Fury from the Deep, which we have done in this podcast, but we did the animated one because none of it really survives. I think there's like some, you know, tiny clips that live, but yeah, they were crazy for the foam machine. Some strange op art, special effects, and they were also really excited by the giant photocopies. I really don't know why, but that was their deal back then. But yeah, so there's like there's a weird kind of like guy in charge of everything, and because, you know, the unicorn marks the changeover from one episode to another, Jamie gets turned back into a photocopy again. And the Doctor has to rearrange his face, and Fraser Hines obviously comes back from his brief illness. And, you know, and he's like, I remember everything that happened. Like, it's weird that they're treating him like he missed out on everything. And he's like, no, I was here. Like, that was me. But it does feel weird because the guy was taller than regular Jamie. So, like, it's like, did the Doctor also accidentally put on a couple of inches into his ankles? Anyway, the next bit of the story, they're into like a spooky labyrinth, and we get to see it from above. Like, we get to see the labyrinth, and it looks almost like a brain. It's kind of strange. And they are represented by like three lights going along, and there's all like kind of creepy cobwebs everywhere, you know, old candles in distressed candelabras. The Doctor's, you know, letting out a string of twine because it's like they're in the Minotaur maze. So they travel down the maze for ages, getting more and more worried about what they're going to find. Jamie gets into another, you know, confrontation with one of the clockwork soldiers. And the Doctor and Zoe come across what I think is meant to be the Minotaur or the Minotaur. And they just go, oh, let's not believe in it, so it doesn't exist. Then they find Gulliver again in the, you know. Like, it's very peculiar. Like, it's just like, okay, we've only built one set. It's this cave. So you're just going to wander around there for a whole episode. There is some outdoor filming where Jamie gets to climb up some rocks trying to get away from this tin soldier and finds a rope that turns out to be Rapunzel's hair. You know. And he finds his way into some sort of weird center where there's like a ticker tape that is spitting out the story of what's happening with the Doctor and Zoe in the labyrinth where they've bumped into Gulliver again. And they have found Medusa. I don't know why she's in there instead of the instead of the Minotaur, but that's who's in there. It's just, you know, just Greek myths all kind of one on top of the other. And the Doctor tries to defeat Medusa with, you know, the mirror, as happens in the Greek myth. This would have to be one of the strangest Doctor Who stories of all time. We will continue it in the next episode if, you know, if anyone wants to hear more about it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.